who you may not be so qualified, but by hearing something, a breath may come. Then, or being impelled by greed, one will leave everything and become totally absorbed in non-present. Guru Vaishnava Seva. If we do not hear this Gopi Katha, then no rasa. If there's no rasa, then 99.9% of devotees fall down. They're falling down. Why? Anyone who left everything in this world, all material attachments and engagements, externally at least, and trying to come in the line of bhakti, but not hearing glories of Lotus Feet of Srimati Radhika and Gopis of Vrindavan, then you have no rasa. No taste will come. And after some time, Maya will come. How? Like a needle. Going in like a needle. And then coming out like an elephant. So we should always be absorbed in hearing chanting and remembering this katha, and don't leave any space for a needle even to come in. Bhakti is like a current, always flowing. Unless you hear new, and gradually, progressively, deeper and deeper Hari Katha, then the current is checked. Bhakti should always be increasing. If its water is flowing, then it's pure. And if the current of water is stopped, then it becomes full of worms and germs and levers, and becomes stagnant. If you drink it, then it is like poison. You will die. So we are hearing this katha. But if after hearing this katha, we don't become absorbed in this katha, absorbed in hearing, chanting, remembering, then there's no one more unfortunate in the three worlds. So, Radha and Krishna are meeting at Kurukshetra. We'll discuss something, how they are speaking very lovingly with each other. This is called Rahasi Sambhad. Confidential discussions of love and affection. So we've been discussing this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering, Ahushchatere Nalina Nava Padara Vinda Nani Bhakti Ni Bhutanam, these verses, he's dancing before Jagannath Dev. How is he dancing? Ratharudasaradaripadari Nilachalapate Adhavra Premomi Sprita Natanula Sarivasaha Sahasadgadvi Parivrita Janurvaishnava Ganai Sachaitanya Kimme Puna Abhidushoyasatipadam. Surrounded by so many devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Bhakeshwar Pandit, Rupa Goswami is there, Swarup Damodar, Raghavananda, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, others, dancing, absorbed, singing these verses over and over again. Tears coming from his eyes like syringe and spraying everyone. Sometimes his bodily color is fading. Sometimes he's golden. Sometimes he becomes pink. Sometimes he becomes white. Colors are changing. Sometimes he's drenched in perspiration. From head to toe, only perspiration flowing and flowing. And sometimes also blood coming out, oozing out from the pores of his skin. He's trembling so much that his teeth are chattering like this. And devotees have become afraid, they think his teeth may fall out, they're chattering so much. Sometimes he's jumping high into the air and spinning around like a firebrand. You know, if you keep fire on a rope and you spin, it becomes one circle of fire. So he's jumping and spinning so fast, it becomes like one circle. Everyone is amazed to see his dancing. Sometimes he's foaming. Foam is coming from his mouth. And when he's dancing, form falls. And devotees who are fortunate, like Subhananda, they're catching the comment. Eating. Like this. Very wonderful. When he's stomping his feet and jumping, that time the whole world is rocking. Just like, you know, elephant is very big, so if an elephant steps onto a boat, what will happen? Not a Western boat, Indian boat. You know, the boat we use, like these fishing boats, or any boat we cross the Ganges. What will happen if an elephant will step onto the boat? So when Mahaprabhu's dancing, the whole world is tilting. With all its seas, mountains and oceans, everything's rocking from his dancing. Huh? Wow, so powerful. His whole body is covered in the percolation, like clusters of kadamba flowers. Tears streaming frostily from his eyes. Sometimes laughing also. And speaking like a man. So this time, what mood is he tasting? Oh, this is what we have been discussing for some days. So now I continue with this verse. The explanation of Ahusha Taina Lina Nava Padara Lina. When Krishna told some Tattva Siddhanta to the gopis, they became in a sulky mood. Radharani said, oh, Krishna, we thought that maybe now you went to Dwarka, maybe you have given up your crookedness. Why? Because in Dwarka everything follows rules and regulations. Even the praying there is following rules and regulations in Dwarka. So I say, oh Krishna, we thought that maybe Rukmini, Satyabhava and Queens in Dwarka, maybe they made an honest man out of you. And you gave up your crookedness. But now we see you have not changed. You are the same cheetah as before. You have not changed at all. Why? Anga rasa shata daute na malinata namunchiti. You are just like a black piece of coal. Can you clean a piece of coal? Coal is black. And if you clean it once, twice, 100 times, 1,000 times. Anga rasa shata daute na. Cleaning coal 100 times, then what is the result? Malinata namunchiti. Still dirty. Still black. So, no, you are just like that. Rukmini and Satyabhava cannot clean you. Oh, what Radharani is thinking? Oh, I can clean you. What is that? Chandidas wrote one kirtan. Moriya huya boyami nandera nanda tumari koribo radha Piriti karya charya jaibo bujibe piriti jala bujibe piriti jala. How can coal is black? If you clean coal, it's still black. It will not change its color. So how can you clean coal? Is it possible? Is it possible to clean coal? Yes, possible. How? You put coal in fire. If you put the coal in the fire, then blackness goes away. Then it becomes like a reddish golden color. Then the blackness goes away. So Radharani is saying, Murya Hoyibahami Nandarana. When I die, what happens? If you die, Yam Yam Bhakismaram Bhavam Chacha Chanti Kalekaram. Whatever you think of at the time of death, then you become like that. Radharani is saying, I was thinking of you. So when I die, I will become you. And then when you die, you will become me. And I will love you so much. And then after loving you so much, then I'll leave you like you left me. That time you will understand the meaning of love and how this love burns so much. I'll put you in the fire of separation, then your black color will be gone. So next time Radha Krishna came, how? Oh, Krishna's black color was gone and he's feeling separation in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one thing, Jiva Goswami Pali said, Anta Krishna Bahi Gaura. Inside Krishna, outside Gaura. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So coal, or maybe on the outside colors change, but inside still black. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's golden on the inside. still black, you know? So for example, Vairamananda, he saw where in Godavari. I can see one black person holding a flute and covered by one golden complexion like this.
Golden dog.
So
we're not covered by the dog, covered by complexion, the effulgence coming from that the putalika.
So then gopis are saying, hey Krishna Chandra, you sent me message to Uddhav, you should do meditation. You should be like yogis. And now you're telling us the same thing? You're telling us that, oh, you should remember the Paramatma. Yogis meditate on Paramatma. So you remember Paramatma. But inside and outside of everywhere. Why? Because, oh my dear gopis, I am the Paramatma. I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. So just meditate on me, I'm already there in your heart. And like yogi, if you remember Paramatma, you'll be happy and you'll forget this world. So then no problems. So gopis are saying, they're laughing. Oh Krishna, why are you telling us this katha? We know in Shastra it is written, Ashtadasa Rohita Bhagavat Tanu. Ashtadasa Dosha. Ashtadasa Dosha Rohita Bhagavat Tanu. The body of Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is Ashtadasa Dosha Rohita, free from 18 defects. There are 18 defects which occur in a human being, which never occur in the body of Bhagavan. What are they? Lust, anger, greed, fatigue, and bewilderment, attachment, lamentation, like this, so many old age, all these things are 18 faults. But the gopis are saying to Krishna, so there are 18 faults which are not present in Bhagavan. You are telling us you are Bhagavan? But we have seen, oh, so many faults in you. We saw these faults in you. So you are saying, I am Paramatma, but where is your qualification? You have no qualification? Supreme Lord Narayan, he is Atmaram. That means self-satisfied. But you, oh, we remember in our childhood, when you were staying with us in Vrindavan, you are not self-satisfied. You cannot sit still for a minute. You cannot stay in your home for a moment without being with any gopis. So you're always leaving the house and searching in the forest. Vipina Purandara Navina Nagaravara. Vipina Purandara, wandering in the forest. Why? Navina Nagaravara. Always looking for new lovers. So how are you, Bhagavan? You have no patience. You cannot tolerate anything. We heard that Narayan, he's so tolerant. Even Bhrigu Rishi came there and kicked him on the chest. And what did Narayan do? Narayan was not angry at all. He said, oh Rishi, oh great sage, I think that I have made offense to your lotus feet because my heart is so hard. But you, always angry, lusty, thirsty, hungry, greedy. When even your mother just put you down for one moment when you were taking her breast milk, you became so angry, you took the vessel and broke the vessel. So you are angry and very greedy. Your mother is feeding you, but you are not satisfied. Still, you have to go to the houses of all the gopis in Braj and stealing more and more makan, stealing butter from door to door. So you're not Bhagavan. Why are you telling us to meditate upon you? You are telling us, oh, if we will meditate on you, then we'll be free from the bodily conception. This sansara kup. So in reply to this, gopis are saying, come now, Chaitanya Taramita text 142. Deha Smriti Nani Jara Samsar Kupa Kandara Taha Viti Nachaye Udara Viraha Samudra Jale Kama Gile Gopi Gari Neha Tarapara Gopi Gana Neha Tarapara Vrindavana Govardhan Jamuna Pulina Vana Radhika Leela Se Raje Raja Jana Mata Pita Bandhu Gana Vada Chitta Kemane Pasarila Vada Chitta Kemane Pasarila O Krishna Chandra Vrindavana Govardhan Jamuna Polilavan Seikunje Rasadi Kalila O Krishna, don't you remember the Vrindavan, Giraj Govardhan, Jamuna Pulin, the banks of the river Jamuna, and so many Van, Nidupan, Sevakunj, Dirsame, Madhavan, Kamyavan. Don't you remember those forests? Seikunja Rasadi Kalila, there in the Kunjas, you perform so many sweet leelas, especially Ras. Oh Krishna Chandra, don't you remember? At one night, you called us all by your flute, and many, many gopis assembled there and met with you. And we were dancing and singing together. At that time, we are dancing, and from dancing, so many drops of perspiration are coming on us. And at that time, you were coming and taking your pitambar and wiping away our perspiration. So much kumkum on our breasts, and you're taking your pitambar and wiping our body. And then your pitambar comes like the red stain of kumkum on your pitambar. Then you're coloring your own heart with our kumkum like this. Don't you remember? How can you forget these loving exchanges? Don't you remember? At that time, at Rasalila, Radharani's love is so high that Krishna, his knees become weak and trembling. He cannot even stand up. And he's leaning on Srimati Radharani. You know, usually, the creepers, the golden creeper, Swarnalata, it's wrapping itself around the tamal tree and taking support of tamal tree. But at the time of Rasalila, tamal tree was taking support of Swarnalata, golden creeper. Radha Skanda Nivechis Ujjvala Bhujam Dhyaye Madamodaram. Why? Krishna's being washed away by the powerful flow of praying of Radhika and the gopis. And now, putting his arms around Radharani and leaning on her. And she's looking at him with her crooked eyes, and Krishna's thinking, today my life is success. Oh Krishna, don't you remember this thing? Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Say kunje rasadi kalila. In those kunjas, we would meet together. Somewhat laughing and joking. Sometimes we are gambling. And when we are playing any game of gambling, at that time Radharani defeats you. And you have to give up your flute or anything that you have wagered in your gamble, your necklace or anything. That time Lalita Sakhi, she's smiling when you are defeated and looking at you and saying, oh Krishna, go charan ka bhumi nahi hai. Oh, this is not cow grazing. This game requires some intelligence. This is not cow grazing. Any foolish person can do cow grazing. But you are not grazing cows now. This game requires intelligence. And in this way, Lalita Sakhi speaking some sarcastic words to Krishna when he's defeated by Radharani. Sometimes they have a debate. Also, debates are going on. And Krishna is also defeated in that debate. Vagyudake Kutuke Bajarajasunam Jitam Madam Adika Darpa Vikasi Jankam Fula Libe Out Libe Nalpama Diyamanam Stotram Kadana Babatim Navalo Kaise. Rupa Goswami Pad saying, when Radharani is having a war of words with you, at that time Radharani defeats you and she becomes so proud. And she's boasting to her sakis. And all sakis are chanting, oh Radhe 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 Jai 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 Sri Radhe. Yeah. But Krishna, he will not admit his defeat. And so many arguments are going on. Krishna is very happy. Oh, Krishna, don't you remember? Hey, Yadupati, now you think you're Yadupati, king of the Yadu dynasty. You have any pastimes like this these days? No. Don't you remember those days in Vrindavan? Don't you remember? Jamuna tatachara gopi vasanahara. One day we were taking bath in Jamuna. And then we looked and saw. Oh, one tree was very colorfully decorated with our saris. And he was sitting there and telling us, my dear gopis, you should come out of the water one by one. How dare you speak like this? We'll tell your father and he'll beat you. We'll tell Kamsa. But Krishna anyway, by his tricky words, he's making them come out of the water. Don't you remember that time? And we're covering ourselves. And you're saying you've made offense to Varun Dev. So you should give pranam to the water.
Keeping your hands like this. And give pranam to
and we were so innocent and like you controlled us that time. Don't you remember? Don't you remember that how you would come on the bank of Jamuna? Jamuna Tira Banachari. Why? Because we made a promise. We'll meet you at Pan Ghat. You know Pan Ghat? If you're doing Parikrama Vrindavan, you go past Keshi Ghat, up further, and on the right side, then you come to Pan Ghat. So gopis, they're going to fetch water with their clay pots on their heads. But they're going there and thinking, oh, is Krishna coming or not? And coming on the bank of Jamuna, and gopis, she's filling her pot with water and she cannot lift. And then Krishna came there. Oh, I cannot lift this. Oh, Krishna, oh, I can help you. And lifting the pot and putting it on Sati's head like this. Only by, on the pretext of this, they're meeting together very closely and intimately. So gopis are saying, but don't you remember? That time, we're not filling the pot full of water. Together, lifting and putting up my hand. We're not filling the pot full of water. That time, we're filling our hearts with praying. Do you remember this? Gopis are saying to Krishna, don't you remember? We went to Sanket Kunj and there we had made one swing and you sat on the swing with Radharani. And that time you're making the swing go higher and higher and higher. So then Radharani comes in a dilemma. What is that? The swing is going high, so she has to hold on to the rope. But then the swing is going so goes up like this, and when it comes down, there's so much air pressure, her clothes are blown up. Like this. And then she has to hold down her clothes. So she's holding down her clothes, but then she cannot hold on to the rope. So now what to do? So then only she's reaching forward, catching Krishna and embracing him. And then when Radharani is embracing Krishna, then Krishna is so satisfied. This is Julan Lila. In this Lila, this is highest Lila of all. All of Krishna's innermost desires completely satisfied at that time. Oh Krishna, don't you remember this? How can you forget all these things? Radharani is crying, oh save me, save me! And catching, embracing you. Don't you remember? It is so wonderful. Here, you can see in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gopis are saying, Bodhachitra! This is very amazing. This is wonderful, a very amazing thing that you could forget these things. Say Brajera Brajajan, Matapita Bandugan. How can you forget Matapita, your mother and father, Bandugan, and who your sakas, your friends? They are now all are crying. Oh Krishna, every day, only Shidam, Subal, Madhu Mangal, and others. Oh, just crying and crying in separation from you. How can you forget them? It is very, very amazing. Then, at once, the gopis, they changed their mood. Another mood came. This is called Bhav Shabalya. one bhav is high, then another bhav comes and pushes it down and takes over. Those who, they, unless one associates with Rasik Vaishnavas and studies under their guidance, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjwala Nilamani, then we cannot understand Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is written here. Now we come to the next verse, text 144. And another bhav came and pushed down the previous mood. And now gopis are saying to Krishna, Vidagda medu sadguna Shushila snigda karuna Tumi toma nagi dosha basa Tumi toma nagi dosha basa Tabe je tumara mana nagi smare brajagdana se amara dure vila Amara Dudeva Vilasa. Oh Krishna, you are certainly a very refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well behaved. You are soft hearted. You are Vidagda, very refined. You are Mridu, soft hearted. You have Sadgun, all good qualities. You are Shushila. Your behavior is so perfect. Snigdha, you are very affectionate, and Karun, very merciful. Tumitoma nahi doshabash. In you, there's not even a semblance of a fault. There's no fault in you. Not even a smell of the slightest fault in your behavior, we know. Tabiye tumaraman nahi smare brajadan. So, if your mind does not remember your mother and father and old Brajabasis and our pastimes there, then this is not your fault. What is that? Say Amara Durdaiva Vilas. This is only our misfortune. This is our Durdaiva. This is our misfortune. So gopis, they're saying, telling this katha. We should try to always be absorbed in this katha. If we don't become absorbed in this katha, then what will happen? Or you have to stay in the cycle of birth and death forever. Without becoming absorbed in this katha, then we cannot cross over this ocean of material existence. So here gopis are saying all these things to Krishna, but what is their mood? And giving an example. If there's one ugly person, very black, his teeth are sticking out, and you say to that person, my dear friend, your smile charms the whole world, then what is this? This is like a joke. Only a joke. So now, gopis, they're not criticizing Krishna openly. Now, oh, covering everything. And what are they saying? They're saying, oh Krishna, Vidagda, Mridu Sadgun, Sushila Snigdha Karun. You are very Vidagda, very refined. You are Mridu, very sweet. You are not cruel. You never tell a lie. You are very refined. And you are Shushila, very good behavior. All your senses, your hands are controlled, your tongue is controlled. Why? Gopi is saying, yes, your tongue is controlled now because it was purified by kissing so many gopis when you're in Braj. And your hands are controlled now. Why? Of touching so many gopis in Braj. But we are pure. By touching us, you became. Now, okay, your hands and your tongue may be controlled something. But, oh, you are very good character. All qualities are in you. Yet being so qualified, you don't remember us? Even though you're so merciful? Oh, this must be our bad fortune. It must be that we have done something in our previous life. Just like... this is another example. Just like, you know, Nanda Maharaj, what did he say to Uddhav? He told Uddhav, oh Uddhav, I am not a father. I think in this world, only one father, Dasarath Maharaj. Because when Ramchandra left home and went to the forest, that time Dasarath Maharaj called out, Haram, Haram, Ha! And then he left his body. So he was so attached that when his son left, he gave up his life. But I am still alive. So I think that it means I am not qualified to be Krishna's father. Krishna is very soft. And he only lives for one thing, for love, for praying. So I think that Krishna, he left me and he went to Mathura to search out a real father. In this way, Nanda Baba was crying and crying. Nanda Baba is saying, my heart is like a thunderbolt because why am I still alive? I am not qualified to be father. So gopis are saying to Krishna, we know you have all qualities. But you saw that maybe you saw that Yashoda Maya not qualified. Nanda Maharaj not qualified. We gopis, we are not qualified to love you. And therefore you left us to go and find where there's some real love. Is this the fact? Gopis say, okay. We are not qualified. And we have no relation with you. We are not married to you or anything. So easily you can leave us. This is not difficult for you. But how can you give up your father and mother? Especially Mother Yashoda. How can you leave Yashoda Maya? Even you can leave her. You might say, she is not my mother. I am the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. You may say. You can say this thing. But your body will say, your body will tell, I am made of Mother Yashoda. So how can you do this? It is very, very strange. Don't you know? Now in Vrindavan, every evening time, what time is that? That is called Godhuli. Godhuli, dusk. When cows return and the dust is going into the air and the sun is just setting, it's called Godhuli. So now you have left Vrindavan. Mother Yashoda is mad in separation from you. She cannot even remember that you have left. And in the evening, she thinks, oh, Krishna must come just now. And she's getting all arti paraphernalia, all giwits and everything, and arti tray. And standing outside the house and waiting for you to come. Waiting, waiting, waiting. But you don't come. Then what is she doing? She's going to the houses of the other mothers in Vrindavan. She's going to the house of all your friends. She goes to the house of Sridham. She goes to the house of Vasant Koki of Bringa. She goes to the house of Subal. And she calls out to the mother of Subal. Oh, mother of Subal, has your son came back yet? Did your son come back? Did Subal return from cow grazing? My Kanaya did not come back yet. Did your son come? My Kanaya has not come. Oh, Kanaya, Kanaya. And crying and fainting, and she's falling on the ground and rolling on the ground. So how can you leave your mother? This is very, very astonishing. Now in Vrindavan, cuckoo's not singing anymore. Peacocks are not dancing anymore. Even the bumblebees, they don't take honey from the flowers. They're rolling on the ground. Before there was a sound of singing and dancing and the sound of your flute. Now only one sound is coming. What is that? Bridge buses are crying, Kanu! And this echo is coming. No reply. You never reply to them. Only echo is coming. Kanu, Kanu, Kanu. So gopis are telling this to Krishna. If Krishna will hear these words of the gopis, then he cannot live. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Rath Yatra, with his moods, he's looking on Jagannath Dev. And in this way he's bringing him to Gundicha. That means bringing him back to Vrindavan. Why? Oh, because Krishna can't, hearing this katha, Krishna cannot live for a moment. So Mahaprabhu, realizing all these things and dancing, and by his bath, shaking the whole world. So when Krishna, he heard this from the gopis, then Krishna, he began to cry. If you want to make advancement in bhakti, We have to remember this katha. Only neti neti will not do. I'm going to give up this, I'm going to give up that, and give up this. It's not enough. We have to always be immersed chanting and singing in these moods. So gopis are telling Krishna, our heart is Vrindavan, you should come there once, otherwise all Vrijvasis will die. So then Krishna, tears came in his eyes and streaming down his face, and he began to speak to the gopis. He said, "Hey Sakhi Vrinda, I'm telling you the truth now. With a pure heart, I'm telling you the truth. My body is here in Dwarka, is staying in Dwarka. But my soul is with you in Vrindavan. I always stay with you." You can see. Chaitanya Charamrita. Krishna saying, verse 148. Shunya radhika bani braja prema mani ati ani bhavi vyakulita dehomana braja loke prema suni apana ki rini mani kare krishna tara avasan. Shunya radhika bani, hearing the words of Srimati Radhika, braja prema mani ani, braja prema began to rise in the heart of Krishna. Bhavi vyakulita dehaman, his whole body and mind became disturbed by bhav. Braja lokeer premashuni, hearing the love of the residents of Vrindavan, apanaki rinimani, Krishna was thinking, oh, I am so indebted to them, I am so indebted to them, how can I repay them? Kare Krishna tara avasane. And then he began to speak these words to pacify the gopis. Pranapriya, sunamara esa tavachan. Oh Pranapriya, please listen to my true words. Toma sabasmarane, johamuni ratridine, mora duka najani kona jana. I am there in Dwarka, but day and night, I only remember you. My heart is always restless in separation. He's saying, mora duka najani kona jana. No one understands how I feel. Why? Because I cannot reveal my heart to anyone. I cannot speak to anyone. No one will understand. And that is why I sent Uddhav to meet with you. Why? Because I thought he's somewhat qualified. If he will go to Vrindavan and see what kind of love that you have, and he becomes a student in your school, then he'll learn the meaning of praying. And then when he comes back, then at least I have someone to talk to and share the burden of my separation. Chris is saying here, mora duka na jane konjan. No one understands my suffering. In other words, here Chris is telling the gopis, I cannot open my heart, I cannot speak to Rukmini and Satyabhama, they cannot understand. This is the meaning here. He's saying, braja bosi jata jana mata pita sokagana sabi hoye mora pranasama taramadye gopi gana sakshat mora jivana tumi mora jivaner jivan. The Vrijvasis, my mother and father and friends, they're my pran, they're just like my pran. And the gopis, they're directly my jivan, my soul. And O Radhika, you are Jivan and Jivan. You are the soul of my soul. Therefore, I am controlled by your love. Toma saba premarase amake korilabase ami toma adina kebala toma saba chadan daya ami dura desiloya rakiyachi durdaiva prabal. Chris is saying, I am always controlled by your praying. I'm not independent. But rakiyachi durdaiva prabal. Oh my dear gopis, Chris is speaking now. How? Not like Bhagavan, like ordinary boy. Speaking like ordinary boy. He's saying, Vidhi, destiny, is very cruel-hearted. We are helpless in this world. Just like we have all taken birth in one place or another. Did you have any control over that? When you are born, where you will be born, how you will be born, it is not in your hands. And when you will die, it is not in your hands. Everyone in this world is moving here and there helplessly under the control of Vidhi. So Krishna is saying, oh, Vidhi was very cruel-hearted to take me away from you. But I was helpless. The Creator took me very far away from Gokul, from Vrindavan by force. So this is Durdaiva, my misfortune. Priya Priya Sangahina, Priya Priya Sangabina, Nohijiye Ei Satya Pramana, Moradasa Suni Jabe, Tara Ei Dasa Hobe, Ei Baya Dohe Rake Pran. If a woman is separated from the man that she loves, then she cannot live. But because she's thinking, oh, if I will die, then my husband will weep, so I should not die. Therefore, she tries to keep her life. So Krishna is saying this, especially about Radharani. I know that you cannot live without me, but I also cannot live without you. We cannot live without each other. But we will not die. Why? Because if the other will come to here, they'll be so upset. So this is the nature of a very high class of love. So we can give some examples. You know, in Ram Lila, Ram told Sita, oh, now I'm giving you up for my whole life. And Sita, she went to the forest. So Sita was in the forest. Oh, she could have died, but she was pregnant. So she kept her life. And what was she thinking? Anyone will ask her, oh, you are suffering so much. This is not your fault. This is Ram's fault. But what will Sita reply? Sita will say, if Ram has done wrong or Ram has done right, I never see this thing. Anyway, anyhow, I only want that he should be happy. So this is her mood. This love is very high class. Ram has banished her to the forest. And she's thinking, if she's done right or wrong, I never even look at that thing. Only I'm thinking, may he be happy. And on the other side, what is Ramchandra doing? Ramchandra, he threw out his bed. He threw his bed out from the palace. And he's sleeping on the ground. On straw mat. He's eating fruit. Why? The Sita is in the forest. So though he's in his kingdom, he's torn out his bed, sleeping on a mat on the ground. He's taking only fruits, not delicious foods, and feeling separation from Sita. He's renounced like her. And sometimes he's doing jagya and keeping one golden form of Sita. So when there's real love, the lover and the beloved, they never care about their own happiness and distress. They have no feeling. Only they're thinking about the happiness and distress of their beloved. So, actually, if a disciple wants to get praying, they have to become like this. First to Gurudev. If the Guru is very high class and has affection for you, and he's taking you, making you develop your Krishna consciousness, then never consider your own happiness. Give your complete attention into the happiness of Gurudev. It is not enough only to be surrendered, but one should use all senses, body, mind, words and feelings, everything 24 hours a day in trying to please the senses of Gurudev. And what will happen? Then he has this praying bhav in his heart. And then, oh, he will make that bhav come in your heart. He will take all your feelings and offer them at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try to serve like that. Like at Rathyatra, what Mahaprabhu was feeling, oh, no one could realize. But all these feelings that came in the heart of Rupa Goswami automatically. Why? Because he was always serving Mahaprabhu like that. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Shtaptam Yena Bhutale. So here, Krishna is telling that Nagane apanaduka Vanchi priyatana suka Seidui mili atirate. When there's love which is so selfless, then those lovers, very quickly they must meet together. Because this love is so powerful. So then, this is saying, a very beautiful point.
Rakite to mara jivan ami sevi narayan cha shakte ashe niti niti yo masare kriya kori niti jai jaru to me mana moraskuti taha to me mana moraskuti.
Here completely covered by Jogamaya, Radha and Krishna like ordinary boys and girls talking with each other. Krishna is saying, oh Radhika, Rakite tamara jivan ami sevi narayan. I know it is very hard for you to live. So therefore, to keep you alive, I am worshipping Narayan. What is this? Arup siddha bhakti, swarup siddha bhakti? What thing? Anyabhilash karshanyam? Just like in this world, anyone serving their deity, but they have anyabhilash. They're not serving for the happiness of deity. What? They think, oh, may my husband be healthy, may my husband be rich, may my children be successful. So now Krishna, like an ordinary human being, is saying, I am serving my deity Narayan every day. But what thing? I am praying to him, please keep Radharani alive. So I was serving Narayan. And Tada Shakti Ashi Niti Niti, by his Shakti, I meet with you every day. Why? I please Narayan. And he said, oh, I'll give you benediction. You can, you want to meet with Radharani? Okay, I'll give you that benediction. So Krishna is saying, Tomasani Krida Kare Niti Jai Jarupuri Tahotumi Manamoraspurti. I took benediction from Narayan. And every night, I leave Dwarka and I go to Vrindavan and I meet with you and we perform pastimes together. But oh Radhika, you are thinking this is only spurti. I meet with you. I wipe away your tears with my pitambar. I embrace you. And you are thinking, oh, is this a dream? Is this only spurti? This momentary vision? And Krishna is telling, he's been waiting a long time to meet with her and tell her, listen, this is not a dream, this is not spurti. It's me! Now others cannot see, only you can see. But I think that your love is so strong, it must bring me very soon to Vrindavan. And then everyone will be able to see me there. In next verse, Krishna is saying, Mora bhagya mobishaye toma priye prema hai sei prema parama prabhala lukaiya amiyane sangi kare tome sane prakateya anibe satvato. Oh Radhika, your love is very powerful and this is my good fortune that you love me so much. Why? Because your love will bring me soon so that everyone will see me there in Vrindavan. I'm coming after only 10 or 20 more days. There are a few more demons I have to kill. When I've killed them, I'm coming. So this is very, very beautiful. Krishna is saying, Jisya madasin matsneya bhavati nam madapanaha. By bad fortune. What was my bad fortune? by my Durdaiva, I've done something wrong in my previous life. By this bad fortune, Vidhi, the creator, took me away from you very, very far away. But I have some good fortune. What is that good fortune? That you love me so much. Because his love is so strong. My Durdaiva is that Vidhi took me away. But my good fortune is that you love me so much. This love is so strong. It must bring me back very soon. So, in this way, Krishna is revealing his heart to Radhika. But he's saying here, oh, you're thinking that I'm not coming? No, I took one benediction from Narayana. This is not Spurti, this is really me. Is there any example? Godhead gave the example. Oh, Radharani, she's looking towards one tamal tree. Think of it, this is Krishna. One day, Radhika came with her sakis into the forest of Vrindavan. And sakis, they bought so much paraphernalia. Oh, chandan, aguru, so many colors, kumkum, and everything, peacock feather, so many things. And they bought to Radhika. And Radhika, oh, she's seeing one tamal tree. And she began to paint picture on the tamal tree. And as she's painting, she's becoming more and more absorbed in Krishna. How? Oh, painting his beautiful face. Sucharu bhakta mandalam Sukarna ratna kundalam Suchachitanga chandanam Namami nandalam Namami nandalam Namami nandalam Namami nandalam Krishna's face is so very beautiful. Suchara Bhakta Mandalam. And earrings. Give me some earrings. These earrings. Srita Kamala Kucha Mandala Drita Kundala He. The shot-shaped earrings of Krishna. Seeing these earrings, she's remembering how Krishna would lie on her breast. And how the impression of his kundal would come here on her body. She's becoming somewhat shy. And then, oh, painting of very beautiful lotus eyes. Sudhir Guneta Pankajam. Oh, and giving peacock feather. Sudhir Guneta Pankajam Shiti Shikanda Murdajam Ananda Koti Mohanam Namami Nandana. And looking, and those eyes, oh, really open and looking at her, oh, sideways glancing like this. Ananda Koti Mohanam, the glance of Krishna can make millions of cupids faint and swoon. And now, oh, not tamal tree, really, Krishna's coming. Krishna's saying, I did the worship of Narayana and really I'm coming. And Radharani is thinking, I'm making any painting. Sikhi Sikanda Murja Jam. His peacock feather is there. This peacock feather is what thing? You know peacocks? They want to meet with any peahen. But the peahen doesn't want to meet with him. So what is he doing? Showing the feathers. And then when the peahen sees, becomes completely bewildered. Hypnotized. Completely hypnotized, seeing that all the peacock feathers. And then the peacock is fulfilling his desire. So Krishna is keeping peacock feather like this. Sudhira Neka Pancha Ram Sikhishi Kandi Murjadam Ananga Koti Mohanam Namami Nandanandanam Sunasika Brahmoptikam Swadanta Chandra Pankikam Navam Gurdanda Chikanam Namami Nandanam Namami Nandanam Namami Nandanam Namami Nandanam. Optikam. Or from his nose there's one, you know, pearl. Very beautiful. But now, seeing Krishna's nose there, and Krishna's breathing. Why breathing? Chakis are fanning Srimati Radhika with chamar. And blowing the fragrance of Radhika's body. What does it mean, fanning with chamar? Fanning with chamar means knowing the art, how to make the fragrance of Radhika's body go into Krishna's nose. And the Krishna's taking the fragrance of Radhika. How beautiful. Kumkumakta kanchanabja garvahari gaurava pitanantitabja ganda kirti nindi saurava. Pitanantitabja ganda kirti nindi saurava. When this fragrance comes into Krishna's nose, then swadanta pantikam namami nandanandanam. Sunasikagri Moktikam, Swadanta Chanda Pauktikam. When he can smell the fragrance of Radha's body, then Krishna starts to smile. And smiling, then Swadanta Chanda Pauktikam. Oh, very beautiful teeth described in this kirtan. Seeing his beautiful smiling teeth. Navam Budanga Chikkanam. And his body, oh, so shining. Why? Because he's so much in love with Srimati Radhika. If anyone is in love, no need to say anything. Shining from their face, from their body. Then, she's painting. And now Krishna, he's taking his... Karenu venu ranjitam gari karindra ganjitam dukula pita shobhanam namami holding flute, gati karinda ganjitam. He's now stepping forward. Not tree. She's not seeing any tree, tamal tree. She's seeing Krishna. And he's walking towards her. How? With the gait of an intoxicated elephant. Very, very slow and attractive. And his pitambara is hanging off his shoulder in a very fashionable way. And he's taking his pitambara. How? Radhika, why are you crying and wiping away her tears? Dukula pita shobanam namami nandanandanam. Then, what is he doing? Standing in a very attractive pose. Krishna discovered the art, how to stand in such a way that his chest looks very broad and his waist looks very thin. What is that? Trivanga deha sundara nakajuti sudhafranam amulya ranna bhushanam namami way, Tribhanga Deha Sundaram. Then Radharani, she became somewhat shy. So she looked down like this. And when she looked down, what did she see? Nakajuti Sudhakaram. Oh, the sweet light emanating from the moons of Krishna's toenails. Tribhanga Deha Sundaram Nakajuti Sudhakaram Amulya Ratna Bhushanam Namami Nandanandanam. Suganda Anga Soroba Murogi Roshti Guraji Kostubham Svarat Srivatsa Lanchanam Namami Nandanandanam. Why this kirtan is now saying Svarat Srivatsa Lanchanam and the Kostubha, Kostubha jewel and Srivats, where? On Krishna's chest. This is indicating. Krishna's embracing Radhika. So this chest of Krishna. Sometimes it said feet is Sambandha. Body is Abhideya and face is Prayojan. But some Vaishnavas who are very rasic, they say no. Feet Sambandha, face Abhideya and chest is Prayojan. Why? Krishna now embracing Srimati Radhika. Padma Payodare. Tatipari Rabdhika on these high level verses, you can see Gita Govinda. I'm not telling this katha today. So then, oh, Krishna's embracing Radharani. But Krishna's saying, this is me, really it's me, I took a benediction from Narayan. It's not, but why are you thinking this is sporty? This is not sporty. Then Krishna said, Yadavera vipaksha jata dushta kamsa paksha tahani kailan sabakshai. I am staying in Dwarka, but I will come and meet with you very soon. I am already coming every day, but soon I will come and everyone will see. But I cannot come now. Why? Because Jarasandha and other demons are still in the world. And if I come, they will attack and they will try to kill Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, and all Bridge Basis. In Braj, there's no fort. There are no soldiers. But in Dwarka, it is surrounded by the ocean and many soldiers. So I'm staying there. When I've killed just a few more demons, then surely I will come at once. Now I'm staying in Dwarka. But Yadavera Vipaksha. Jadugana Santosha Lagia. I am staying in Dwarka, but I am indifferent to my family members. I am not interested in my kingdom. I am not interested in the queens and sons and grandsons and everything. I only remember you, and I am always suffering in separation from you. I only got married and I have so many princes and princesses, my descendants. This was only to satisfy the Jadus. It was not my idea. It was not my desire. So I am coming very soon. I must come. Because your love is so powerful, it will bring me there. I cannot control myself. So then, Gurudev, he explained. Just like Srimati Radharani. She's in Vrindavan and feeling separation from Krishna. And what is she doing? Speaking with the bumblebee. Api bata madhapurjam aryaputo dunaste smarati sapitri dehan saumya bandhun stigopan swayam api sakatam na kinkarinam vinite bhujamagaru sugandam moja jasthakadalu. Radharani is saying to the bumblebee, hey bumblebee, is Krishna coming soon? When will he come? Is he on his way? Is he coming just now? Maybe he's coming just now. Oh bumblebee, can you tell me? Does Krishna sometimes remember Vrindavan? Does he remember his mother and father? Smarti sapitri gehan. Does he remember Nanda Bhavan? Does he remember Somya Bandhans to Gopya? Sometimes his friends? Swayam Kritam Sakatana Kinkarinam Grinite. Does he remember his Kinkari, his maidservants, us, the gopis of Vrindavan? Does he talk about us sometimes? Either in a positive way, by saying, oh, I have been here and there and met so many beautiful ladies, but I never met anyone as beautiful as the gopis, my gopis of Vrindavan. Or does he sometimes speak about us in a negative way? When he's meeting with his lovers there, and he tells them, oh my dear beloved, you are very qualified, not like the foolish gopis who I used to be with. Your garland is very good. You're not making, your garlands are better than the garlands of gopis. They don't know how to make garlands. Otherwise, do you say to them, oh, your garlands are not so nice. My gopis make better garlands than you. Do you speak to them like this sometimes? And Radharani, remembering this and speaking with the bumblebee, she becomes senseless and falls to the ground. Unconscious. Unconscious? No, don't think unconscious. This is called Mohanakta Mahabhav. In Mohan Bhav, it has so many qualities. Atranu Bhava Govinde Kanta Shrishtepi Murtana Asaya Dukha Sukarad Apitat Sukha Kamarat Brahmandakshobha Karika Tiryas Chamapi Rodana. Rupa Goswami is explaining all the symptoms of Mohan Bhav. He explained one symptom, Tiras Chamapi Rodana. What does it mean? One day, Radharani was feeling so much separation that Nandimukhi, She could not tolerate it anymore. And immediately, she ran away from Vrindavan. And she ran all the way to Dwarka. And she came into the palace of Krishna in Dwarka. And said, "Oh Krishna, please listen." What thing? Radharani, being in Vrindavan, one day, she took your Pitambar. And she put on your Pitambar. And she began to wander on the bank of the Jamuna. And there, holding your Pitambar, and wrapping herself in that your yellow cloth that you used to wear, she sat down in one kunj on the bank of the Jamuna. And she began to cry very, very loudly, in such a pathetic mood. And her loud crying was so pathetic that even the fish in the Jamuna, they began to cry. "Oh Krishna, please come back to Vrindavan." So this is called Mohan Bhav. Even fish begin to cry, seeing Radharani's pathetic separation mood. Especially here, Kanta Slishtepi Nurtana, Krishna being in Dwarka, even being embraced by the any queen in Dwarka, when Radharani comes in his Mohan mood in Vrindavan, then Krishna, he will faint. But Krishna's fainting? No. Radhika being in Vrindavan and fainting, and Krishna being in Dwarka and fainting. And Tiwa meeting at that time. And many pastimes going on. Lalita Vishakha, they think that Radharani has died. And they're trying to bring her back into sense, giving cool water, chandan, cool lotus stems. And Radharani comes back in sense. That, what does that mean? Oh, now? Separation. Radharani is saying, "Oh, Lalita and Vishakha." She's telling Rupa Manjari, "Oh, Rupa Manjari, Lalita and Vishakha, they're not my sakis, they're my enemies. The only time I'm happy is when I faint. But thinking that I'm dying, they bring me back in sense and then they put me in separation." Like this. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, being at Rath Yatra, he's sinking in all these things and dancing, sometimes jumping into the air, and in mid-air, fainting. Becoming unconscious and crashing onto the earth in the dust, completely covered in dust. Looks so beautiful. No sense at all. But is he unconscious? No. Becoming conscious, like this. So this is the meaning of Rath Yatra. Here, in the Rath Yatra Prasanga, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then it said, Krishna says to the gopis, "Your love always attracts me to Vrindavan, so I must come back within 10 or 20 days, and then I will enjoy with you day and night, and with all the gopis of Vrindavan." Then, says here, Krishna said to the gopis, "Mayi bhakti hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate jista yadasin matsneho bhavatinam madapanaha." But in Srimad Bhagavatam, this verse comes first and gopis give reply. And in Rath Yatra, oh, they reply, "Ahushtatainalena" comes first and then this verse comes second. So, has a very deep meaning. Next year I'll explain. Go prema. So here, Kaviraj Goswami, he finishes this explanation of Mahaprabhu's internal moods by saying, "Esava artha prabhu swarupe rasane rati dine garibasi kareya sadane." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in the Gambhira with Swarup Damodar and taste the topics of these verses day and night. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was dancing, completely absorbed in ecstatic emotion. And while looking at the face of Jagannath Dev, he would dance and recite these very wonderful verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Jagannath ra dekhi Shimoka koma Tharayupa sundar nayana jugal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked upon the beautiful lotus-like face and eyes of Lord Jagannath. Suyarya kirani mukha Hari Jalamal Malya Basta Divya Alankara Parimal.
Lord Jagannath was garlanded and dressed with nice garments and adorned with beautiful ornaments. His face was glittering from the rays of the sunshine and the entire atmosphere was fragrant.
Prabhu Radhidayananda Sindhu Uttalila Unmada Janjabata Takshane Uttila.
An ocean of transcendental bliss expanded in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the symptoms of madness immediately intensified like a hurricane.
Anandam Madayutai Bhavera Taranga Nana Bhavi Sanya Upajila Judaranga Bhavodaya Bhava Shanti Sandi Shabala Shanchari Satrikastai Swabhava Pabalya.
In the madness of transcendental bliss created waves of various emotions. So it says Mahaprabhu's heart was like the ocean. And when he saw Jagannath Dev, how his face was shining in the new rays of the sun at the time of Rath Yatra, shining on all these garland and ornaments. Then Bhav came. How? This praying Ananda came like a hurricane. So if a hurricane would rip into the ocean, then what happens? Big waves, tidal waves come. So then all this Bhav Shabalya, Bhav Utpati, Bhav Sandhi are compared to that. The waves in the ocean when a hurricane tears into the ocean. And Mahaprabhu's body, it appeared like a golden Himalayan mountain. And just as the Himalayas has so many flowers bearing trees, so his body appeared to be covered with the flowers of his ecstatic sattvic bhavs.
Dekite akarashai sabar chitamam Premam rita briste prabhu sinche sabirman.
Upon seeing all these symptoms, everyone's mind and consciousness were attracted. Indeed, the Lord sprinkles everyone's mind with the nectar of Premamrita. Seeing the dancing and ecstatic love of Mahaprabhu, everyone became astonished and became infatuated with love for Krishna. Everyone danced and chanted in ecstatic love and the noise resounded. So then, all the devotees watching Mahaprabhu, their hearts are moved by ecstatic love. And all the devotees, they had a very big kirtan.
Hare Rai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo.
Hare Rai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo.
Hare Rai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo.